Welcome to On the Air with Sonny Clark, your internet radio source for all things Rowlett and the surrounding areas. Join Sonny Clark as he talks to vital people in the area on subjects that affect Rowlett.
Listen for the community's calendar, sports, politics, and more.
So now, here's Sonny Clark.
All right, everybody, welcome into the show. It is me, Sonny Clark. I hope everybody has had a great, and I mean a great, holiday over this past weekend. We took the day off from our show for Memorial Day. It's a big time of the year. It's also a big time, just to let everybody know, Sonny Clark does a lot of things. He does this show. He does radio play-by-play. He does a lot of things. He also works at U-Haul. So I want to talk a little bit here about what's going on as far as the time of the year. This is a very busy time of the year. And not just for, you know, in radio or just in general. Life around this time of the year, as well as Labor Day, is a very, very big time. As it is now the 2nd of June. And those that know, and I've seen people at U-Haul over in Garland, over near the DART station in Garland, I've seen people that have been in that store, and I've noticed their names because I get on those Facebook pages and things like that, and I see a lot of things that are right, and I see them, and they go into the store. So I thought I would just put it out there. Okay, folks, this is one of the busiest times of the year for people to move. June is huge, and August is also a huge time for people to move. So, guys, you have to get all that stuff done early. You've got to get it planned out. If you plan on moving from Rowlett or to Rowlett or whatever to Rowlett, okay, this is the time where you've got to get way ahead of yourself. And I mean that, and I say that genuinely because I work over at U-Haul, and people walk in hoping we have a truck or, you know. So, and I'm going to tell you that a lot of times if you're going to walk in during one of the busiest times of the year, they're not going to be there. So I just wanted to put that out there for folks that are thinking about moving. U-Haul is very, very busy through the summertime. So make sure you make those reservations. That's just a public service. I'm not trying to promote U-Haul because I genuinely don't necessarily care about U-Haul. But I just wanted to put that out there for you. So if you walk in just expecting something to be picked up, you might not be able to. So make sure you make a reservation in plain time. And it is. It's now officially summer. You know, Memorial Day marks the first day of summer in reality as far as people are concerned. Kids are still in school until either today or tomorrow, depending on where they go. Garland ISD think that they get out on Friday. So all these things, we're about ready to jump into a busy time of the year for your kids. Summertime is a very, very busy time for your kids, whether they got activities, they go into camp, and, you know, vacation Bible schools. There's so many things that your kids are going to be doing this summer, and you're going to be ready to rock and roll. So we will try to find some of the coolest deals out there for you as far as what to do with your kids this summer. So in summer school, you know, for those parents that are dealing with going to summer school with their kids and things of that sort, they still need some downtime as well. I mean, that's why I'm not a big fan of all year round schools. I think kids really need time to, you know, rest that brain sometimes. Now, some people disagree with me, one being my wife, but I think they just need a time to rest the brain and do whatever they want for 3 months or 2.5 months. So, but anyway, we're going to take a look at some of the things that are going to be going on for kids as far as activities and stuff on a community calendar. We'll get that set and talk about those kind of things. And if you know anything, put it up on the Rowlett pages. I mean, use those pages to your advantage, because those pages are filled with so much information. Now, sometimes you got to weed through a lot of nonsense on those pages, you know, from people posting crazy things. But really, in reality, those are the places that you go to find things. You can even ask a question, and I'm going to tell you, the 9,000 people that are in that group will give you an answer. You know, you can put, where can I do this? And they'll come up with something, believe me. And that's what's really good about Relat. That's really good about what this community stands for in reality, which is community. And when you have that kind of community activity and community thinking, you're in a better shape, you know, as a community. You got a lot of people looking out for everybody, always trying to help someone, so check that out. I also, you know, this is a time where, of the year, where a lot of things that are happening get overlooked, and sometimes I can't get them. So this is a shout. This is a hope. This is something I'm putting out there. If you know of something, please send it to me on Facebook. You can tell who I am. I post all over the place. Send me information. If you've got a camp going on, I'll put it out there, folks. You know, I'll get you all set. We'll put it in the community calendar. If you want to promote something, I'll try to get it up on air. And so do that because I think it's important, especially going into this time of the year. Especially looking at a lot of things that people are doing here this summer. I think it just needs to be known. So we are here on the air with Sonny Clark. And I have to give a shout out. And I have to give a shout out because it's one of those things that I don't know if people overlook or they don't pay attention or don't know, and some people, in this case, it quite possibly, you know, they just do things and try to help. And one of our sponsors for the football team, you know, Spirit Outfitters, is crazy good. They just wrote a check for that relief fund for $18,000. $18,000, and that's how much people in this community are just going out and doing what they do, and you know, and them presenting a check is it's so nice to see, and you can see their work all over, you know, Rebuild Rowlett. That, you know, it's one of the logos that are going around this area that are very very popular. I mean, I saw a shirt that they did, Don't Mess with Texas, you know, as they had a picture of Nolan Ryan in the fight, along with the new kid who got into a fight. It's kind of a cool shirt there, as far as that shirt is concerned. And so, that having been said, they put together a great fundraiser for this area, and I'm very proud of them, and I'd like to thank them and put that out there. Thanks for putting that check out there. Angela Harrell and Spirit Outfitters, again, thank you so much for everything that you've done for this community and what you do for this community, and will obviously, you know, continue to do for this community over there at Spirit Outfitters. If you have needs, guys, if you need something done personalized, you want some bling put on it, cheerleaders, you know, and you know, Rowlett Eagles, you know, gear, go to Spirit Outfitters, folks. She set me up. I look so good when I go do my play-by-play. I got me a nice shirt that has my name on it. It's the Sonny Clark radio play-by-play of the Rowlett Eagles. And it's so cool. They've helped me out. They make me look good. My kid looks amazing, especially when my wife goes and buys things and don't tell me about it and I notice it later. So you can do that. Check out Spirit Outfitters. They're great people. And so I just wanted to give that shout out because of that big check that's out there. So what we're going to do now, I got some interesting stories as well. Not necessarily right here from the Rowlett area, but in the surrounding areas. You know, have you ever been so mad that you got a ticket? What have you done about it? So I got a guy who did something about it, and we'll talk about that on the other side here. On the air with Sonny Clark, of course, that's being brought to you today by our fine sponsor, Wesson's General Contractors. Guys, I'm going to tell you, in the midst of all the things that are going on in this town regarding weather, whether it's a tornado, hailstorm, or just general things that you need to be done around your house, whether it's roofing, gutters, sidings, water damage, things like that, guys, you have to call my buddy, my friend. His name is Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contractors. You can reach him at 214-200-5588. He's a sponsor of this show. And not only that, he's a hell of a guy, a nice guy. And he's going to be honest with you up front, and he's going to try to help you get your needs satisfied and taken care of, whatever it is, okay? So you have to come in contact with Butch Wesson. Great guy. 214-200-5588. I'm going to tell you right now, if you call another general contractor, you might not get all the information that you need to know. And when you're dealing with all kinds of things, whether it's insurance companies or you know, what needs to be done, how it needs to be done in order to be done correctly, guys, we got a lot of people, and I'm not going to name any names or anything, or I'm not going to accuse anybody. You've got people that will cut the corners. Guys, you can't do that, especially when it comes to things that are around there as far as repairs and things like that, especially around this time when the weather is doing what it's going to do, and now you got to worry about that hot weather that's coming this way. That also creates other things that you're going to have to repair around your home. So that having been said, again, get in contact with Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contracting, whether it's roofing, gutter, siding, water damage, anything that you might need to have done. Come in contact with Butch Wesson first, 214-200-5588. We'll take that quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark, sponsored by Wesson General Contractors. We'll be right back. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. If you're like me, you want your hot coffee in the morning. But as it's getting closer to summer and getting hotter outside, you'll want something more refreshing and cold. With a surefire menu of cold drinks, Scooters is sure to satisfy. Whether it's iced coffees, blenders, smoothies, or even cold tea. Check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66, with a convenient drive-thru so you're sure to get in and out real quick and on to your business. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in the Timberlake Shopping Center in Rowlett.
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza, located at 6702 Dal Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. At 5-Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at 5-Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you.
And welcome back into On the Air with Sonny Clark. Of course, it is me, Sonny Clark, your host of this program. And folks, we've been getting a lot of people coming in contact with me about things that, you know, they want everybody to know about. By the way, I got to put this out here. And I'm putting on the brakes here. I'm doing the Fred Flintstone brakes, okay? My buddy, we just talked about our sponsor, Butch Wesson. Butch Wesson just recently got married. Congratulations, Kelly and Butch Wesson. I wanted to put that out there. I didn't get an opportunity. I think I made like a quick post on their Facebook page. But congratulations on your marriage. You know, finally getting it done, I guess. Maybe you finally found maybe 45 minutes so you can actually stand in front of someone to actually do the marrying. Congratulations to our sponsor, Butch Wesson and Kelly Wesson. Congratulations, many years to come. And, you know, they're good people. And I'm just saying, let me just tell you something. They're good people. I can't tell you the story on how good they are. No, forget it. I'm going to tell you the story. And then we'll get back into the show. At Christmas time, I wanted to get my wife something. Just couldn't get it done. It just wasn't in our budget. Okay? As much as I wanted to get it for her. Okay? And at that time, Christmas, you know, drums up a lot of things. I'm not one that really gets caught up into, I got to get something for Christmas. You know, normally small things, we do it all throughout the year, more so than do it. But I wanted to do something special for my wife on Christmas. Okay? And folks, they were, these people, they were great. I was talking about it, and they were like, you know what? You know, we're going to do the sponsorship for the Eagles next year anyway. So why don't we just catch it? And they did. They cut me the check for the sponsorship months ahead of time, and I was able to take care of that. That's how great these people are. Now, they're not going to go out and just, you know, give people money. Don't get me wrong. But that just goes to show what kind of people they are. They're good people. And I just had to put that out there, so I get that. By the way, also, I have talked to Pete Sessions, the person. We're going to get him next week. So if anything doesn't go wrong, we're going to get Pete Sessions next week. I don't even want to advertise it until I have him on the phone and doing the interview. So as soon as I get the interview done, I hang up the phone, I'll post when that's going to be. It's going to be good. It's important. This is one of the interviews that I've actually prepared for you know, weeks ahead of time. When I thought about bringing him on, they said that they would do so. So I started doing some research, and I asked. Also, I asked you to ask questions. I only got really a few questions in reality. Shoot me more questions regarding that interview with Pete Sessions, and this is going to be good. Also, Mayor Todd Cattell, very busy guy. We're going to get him on again. It's here real soon. To talk about the things that really affect Rowlett. So we will do that. I got a message out to him, and he's got my telephone number, so hopefully we can bring him in there real soon. If you keep track of his Facebook page religiously like I do, you'll see that the guy's a very busy guy. So we're going to bring him in here fairly soon. So keep that in mind of what's going on. Now, lots of stories out there that, and I ran across one, and I teased this on the other side. I ran across a story that I found really actually amazing, really actually kind of, and it goes to one of those things where how fed up with your government can you be? And whether it's the federal government, whether it is the state government, whether it is just your local government, or if in this case, it is you dealing with your local police department. Now, I am not saying anybody should do what I'm about ready to say. Because I actually thought about whether or not I really wanted to even bring this up. But I found it funny. I found it interesting as well. And I don't, again, I don't want to put this out there like this is something that I think anybody and everybody should do. But there was an incident in Frisco. And that having been said, that's not our area. And I want to put this out there. That's not our area. That's not right here in Rowlett. This is Frisco. So it's different. But, and I want to say this as well. You have a right to be upset at government, whatever it is. And you have a right to get that voiced out. Now, our police are here to serve and protect. And sometimes, you know, during that time, you might think that what you might be dealing with this police officer is so minor, but later on when you think about it down the road and you think about the overall scheme about things, sometimes you have to rethink what is going on. And in this case, I don't know if it is that case or whatever, if people that have to deal with the public like police do, but I'm going to tell you, I ran across this gentleman in Frisco. You may have read this story. But his name is Brett Sanders. Now, I don't know what kind of person that he is. I go back to a situation where I've seen this all over the internet, and you can catch it. But this guy was local, and I think he was a very, very interesting character. And I'm talking about this, like I said, I don't want people to think that I think everybody should do this or whatever the case may be. Let me preface that. Now, Brett Sanders in Frisco decided that he was going to make a point. And I don't know how much I agree with him. Let me just put that right out there at the beginning of this whole thing here. Brett Sanders, and let me give you that he received a speeding ticket. The speeding ticket was going for 9 miles over the speed limit in a 30 zone. That's what this whole thing kind of triggered, okay? And the reason why it's so big, it's right here, it happened in Frisco. Now, I don't suggest anybody to do what he did. He received a ticket for $212 for speeding. And he went and he paid his ticket. Now, I guess any normal person, I guess, would just walk in, pull out their debit card or bring cash, and pay for this ticket. They got the wrong guy, evidently, as this guy. He works in the oil business as a consultant and things of that sort, but in his spare time, he's an activist. And this activist is a gentleman who puts controversy, puts up, how do you say it, you know, the things that get blood boiling with people. And I'm going to just put it out there, and I'm just going to try to be fair, okay? Currency is currency, okay? But this guy chose to pay this fine in pennies. Now, folks, just to grasp this thing, okay, all right, he had to pay a $212 ticket, and he used all pennies. Remember, it takes 100 pennies to make a dollar. So, yes, doing the quick math, it's over 22,000 pennies that he put into two buckets, which, by the way, weighed a ton. And if you get the opportunity, put in Brett Sanders and pennies, and you'll find the video. And he went into the Frisco place where you pay your fines and stuff. And they got it all set, and he said, I forgot my money out in the car. So he walked out, and he grabbed these two buckets, and he dumped them, literally dumped them, on the counter. Now, in the thinking that currency is currency, I mean, I don't... like me. I've been in a situation where I have literally forgot my wallet. And one thing that I do is I throw my change in the car. And I keep all my change. And I've done it before, where I've had to use coins to make it home. I had to buy a gallon of gas or something because I had forgotten my wallet. And it's embarrassing that that is. But currency is currency. But I don't know. Is it overstepping the bounds? I mean, he was definitely trying to make a point and put it out there in video to create controversy. That's what he does. So I want to know from the people out there, how far would you go? Would you, if there was something that you completely disagreed on, would you go to the extreme? I mean, if you got a ticket and you really just think that it was wrong, would you go and pay a fine in all pennies? Would you, I mean, and the amount of time that it took to do this, by the way, okay, he had to call the bank, okay, first of all, to see if they had $220 worth of pennies on stock. Evidently, they're not in the bank all the time, they have that much, but he did. He went and got from the bank. This is what he did. He had to painted these paint barrels and put extorted money and policing for profit on the thing. I mean, this guy, it took time for him to do this, okay? And he had to paint it, and then he had to open up these penny rolls. Now, I see what he did. He used the sledgehammer to open it up, and he didn't even bother to take the paper off. I mean, he broke them out and had them on there. He didn't even bother to take and he poured it all out there. The funny thing about the story, by the way, now that's funny. I mean, you think about it, it's funny, but I get what he's trying to do. He's putting and currency is currency. They can't turn that away. A government facility. Now, private places say you're not going to be bringing $212 worth of pennies and just dropping them on, and he literally poured them out, and they went on the floor, they went everywhere. And here's the thing. He walked out, he said, send me the receipt, and he just walked out. And he paid it, and had video to show that he did it, so there was no question whether or not he paid it or not. But the funny thing is that he overpaid, and they called him to let him know that he was due a refund in $7 and some odd cents. And I'm wondering if he was worried that he would get $7 and some odd cents and pennies back. I don't know if he ever went back to get the refund or not. But how mad would you be? I mean, how far would you go? What is your, I guess, breaking point? If you had to do something about that, get up on the air with Sonny Clark. Let me know what you would do. How would you, if something happened to you, would you pay pennies? Give me an example. Hop up on the air with Sonny Clark on Facebook, or put it right there on my Facebook page if it's funny enough or interesting enough, I'll pay. I can't let everybody just post what they want, because I got crazy people posting on my page, and I'm like, I don't want people to think that I'm associated with that kind of thinking. I don't want people. So, and that's another thing. And as we're talking here on the air with Sonny Clark, your Facebook page. I mean, do you find it offensive that someone tags you in something? I know sometimes I do. And I've now got my Facebook page where no one can post anything directly on my page, even if they tag me. They can tag me all day long, but it won't post up on my page. Because some people post some of the craziest things in the world, and some of the issues that are very sensitive. You know, people show their ignorance, they show their bigotry, they show all kinds of stuff, and I don't want to be associated with that kind of thinking, so I don't let anybody put anything on my Facebook page that I don't allow. And you can do that through your settings on Facebook, which, by the way, takes forever to figure out. But once you figure it out, you'll be happy that you did it. And if someone tags you or wants to post something, you'll get a notification they wanted to do it, and you can approve whether or not it's on there. And that's why I've done it. Because I don't want to be associated with people on some of the thinking that is out there, not just about what they post, but in general what they're all about. So It's one of those things that I do. So protect yourself on that. Go to Facebook and go into the settings, and then no one can post on there. They can tag you all day long, and you can actually untag yourself as well. Learn a little bit about that. As we live in a day of social media, you've got to be careful who you associate with and what is put out there as it is. You got to worry about what you say half the time anyway. So it's that all political correctness thing that's going on, and just don't want to be associated with people. But again, how far would you go? Okay, if someone tagged you and wanted to put this on your page, would you put it? Now, I almost did. I got to put it out there. I almost did. But at the same time, I think in a certain way, I think he was a jerk. I get his understanding. I get his protest. But the lady behind the counter, he thinks that she should go quit her job and, you know, and do a different job. I'm not going to take it to a stretch of that. I get what he's saying. But I'm not going to take it that far. It was a crazy story. You get the opportunity again. His name is Brett Sanders. He's in Frisco. Funny thing, he called him for the refund. That's almost the ironic part of it. And I wonder if he would have went back in there and if they would have had $7 and some odd cents and pennies just to give to him. So I don't know. So that's a funny part of the story. I'm actually trying to get him online. I'm going to try to bring him in for an interview. It seems like a funny cat. But I think there's a lot more to the story, and I think that's what he wants to put out there. There's a lot more to the story of what he's doing. So, that having been said, it is On the Air with Sonny Clark. Let's take a quick break. Let's hear from our sponsors. Again, Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contracting. Again, congratulations on your marriage. And they're a fine sponsor of today's show. We're going to do some more. We're going to check out a lot of things that are going on in the city of Rowlett. When we come back, we'll talk about those here on the Air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back. Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement. At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. It always happens. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night and your heater or air conditioner goes out. What are you going to do? All the heating and air conditioning people are closed. How about 24-hour service available at 5-star HVAC contractors? You can be sure to be serviced amazingly fast. That's 5-star HVAC contractors serving Rowlett 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 214-457-8441. Call the experts at 5-star HVAC contractors.
Are you in need of an electrician in the Rowlett, Rockwall, or Saxe area? What kind of electrical work needs to be done? Residential, business, or industrial? Contact Allen Bauer Electric for all of your electrical needs. It's important to have a qualified, licensed electrician taking care of any electrical problems you may be having, so your loved one or customers are safe. We have built our business on quality for a fair price and good customer service, but of course, give Allen Bauer Electric a call at 214-356-0197 and tell him Sonny sent you. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Hilo Tree Surgery is much more than just tree trimming. We also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, fertilization, and tree health, and much more. Hilo Tree Surgery is offering out a buy one, get one half price special. Purchase the trimming for one of your trees and get the other one done at half price. Check us out on the web at www.facebook.com/Hilo Tree Surgery or give us a call at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500.
All right, everybody, welcome back to On the Air with Sonny Clark as we are going over the community calendar, some of the things that are going on in the Rowlett area to keep, especially with summer coming by, and you've got to get your kids in those summer programs. I mean, to get you some sanity. As a parent, guys, I know. I'm a parent. I know. You got to get some time away. You need some of that alone time, and with them being around all the time in the summertime for 3 months, that could drive someone nuts, especially stay-at-home moms. So you find things for your kids to do. And not for their sanity. Really, to be honest, it's for your sanity. And I get it. And you get a little time away. You get that time for quiet. You get those things taken care of. You drop them off and then go back and pick them up later. So a lot of things that are going on as far as these kind of things are concerned. And make sure you do it, especially if you're a home parent. And it also helps the kids. Let's be honest. We want our kids to have a good time in the summertime. And there's a lot of programs out there for you and your kids during a time where you don't know. You don't know what's going on as far as what they can do, what they may or may not do. And the Rowlett Community Center is a place where you can go. They've got all kinds of things going on in the summertime, but the key to this is you have to get started early. If you did not, you've got to get over there quick. You got to take care. You've got to find the program that's open in order for them to take advantage of it. So you've got to keep on the lookout and go over to the Rowlett Community Center and the Recreation Center. It's all set and ready to go. By the way, that's a good place. Like, if you don't want to be caught in these monthly service things that you got for a workout place, the Rowlett Community Service, they've got everything there. And it's all good as far as the things that are going on, you know, as far as weightlifting, running, and you know, all this. They got that out there. They got all kinds of things that are going on over there at the Rowlett Community Center. They're located at 5300 Main Street in Rowlett. The number is 972-412-6170. But you got to take a look at the programs that are going on out there. So just the youth programs are huge. So make sure you get in there, get going for them, especially for the summertime. It's very important for you to do so. Looking and trying to find things sometimes is kind of hard, especially now. So let me just give you an idea what's going on as far as September is concerned. There's a lot of things going on. There's 4U blast ball. There's 6U T-ball. There's 8U coach pitch. And then there's 10U coach pitch all the way up to 14. Okay. Those are taking place in between September and November, so in those times will vary. So check those out, especially if you're into baseball and trying to get things going on for, you know, baseball, you know, community and things of that sort. A lot of things have started, you know, and getting going, but those summer programs are important. So get over to the website, and they got a good website for you to check it out. Over there, go to the Rowlett page, the home page, and then go to Community Center, and there will be a flag there for you to register for programs, and they have all the programs there that you can take a look at. Remember, don't forget the Wet Zone Water Park, that's open as well, and watch out for that kind of stuff. So keeping in mind some of the things that are happening over there as far as that's concerned. It's a really a good thing. So that having been said, when you look at some of the things that are going on, and let's cover some of the things that I know about that are not necessarily over at the community center, but some things that you might want to be interested in here on the community calendar. Let's start with June 4th. There's a tornado support meet and greets. That's Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Baptist Church. I think it's going from 10 to 2. And we talked about this on our last program about getting, you know, people who know people that might need some kind, you know, a good place to go for that support to help them through the tough times. But just because the tornado is done does not mean that people's emotions and people. I mean, I hear stories still about people when they hear that the beginning of the month on the first Wednesday when the horns go off, they get scared. It's a tough thing. So, you know, that's a place to go. And it's held at the First Baptist Church in Rowlett. So check that out. It's one of those things that you can do out there. Also, just another thing that's going on, and this was a flyer that was sent to me. This was because I spent some time over at the Make a Connection over there with the Rowlett Chamber of Commerce, and I met some people. The Eye Candy Foundation is putting it together, their fifth annual basketball skills camp that's happening on June 18th. I know that's a Saturday because, unfortunately, that's a day where the Texas Revolution are in their first playoff game. We'll talk about sports over on the other side, but that's going to be held at the Boys and Girls Club of Garland, located at 435 South 5th Street, from 10 a.m. to 2, so it's a day of fun, food, basketball, ages 8 to 14, and they're going to have a professional basketball player there to sign autographs and stuff. Again, that is at the Boys and Girls Club. The pre-registration date is June 8th, so you've got to get out there to guarantee you get the T-shirt and the $5 discount. So $15 and you'll get the T-shirt. Now, if you wait after that point, it's $20 and you're not guaranteed the T-shirt. So the Eye Candy Foundation is giving the set. So give Jane a call at 469-939-3023 or Julian at 214-734-9976. Again, this is for the age of, you know, a lot of age groups in this, but it's around 8 to 14. So a lot of things out there. As far as that basketball camp is concerned, that is huge. So make sure you check that out. Also, the 2016 Falcons youth football camp, one of them's already gone by. Well, and then there's another one that's happening on June 4th, June 21st, June 23rd, June 25th. And that's his kindergarten through sixth grade. You can check that out at www.gpwfootball.com. Those youth Falcon football teams, and my daughter used to cheer for those little guys, so it was kind of cool to see the cheerleading and everything else. That's a good thing for your kids, especially if they're into football. It's kind of a fun thing for them to do, and check that out. And they're doing a lot of things with emphasis on safety as far as that's concerned from what I am hearing, and that's a huge thing. Also, there is a fun fish fry that's happening on June 18th from 6 p.m. to 9, located at Crossroads Church at 7900 Chisa. $5 will get you food, inflatables, face paint, rock climbing, zip lines, water slides, airbrush tattoos, and more. So if you're interested in something like that, get in contact with the Crossroads Church again. Friday Fish Fry, Saturday, June 18th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., only $5, and that's a good deal out there. So, also, there on the calendar, there's the Miss Texas Miss Heart of Freedom pageant that is set for July 9th, and that's going to be located in Dallas. If you're interested in that kind of thing, like pageants and stuff, I know this is a big... I've watched TV, and I've seen pageant things on TV, reality shows and stuff like that. So if you're interested in pageants and things like that, log on to www.miss, and that's M-I-S-S, heartoftheusa.com. You can check that out and get all the details for that pageant that's happening on July 9th in Dallas, if you're interested. Also, soccer. Soccer is a good, kids love soccer, but they need to learn to play correctly, right? And it starts at a young age, and this place right here has that idea. It's called Little Kickers, okay? And it's Little Kickers Soccer Development for Little Kids, okay? $40 gets you 8 weeks. Now, folks, that's a bargain at any rate, okay? All right, so you get 8 weeks, and it goes from 18 months to 4 years, where they'll teach your kids properly how to play the game of soccer. Get in contact with them at 972-463-5425 as far as that's concerned. So some of the things that are going on in the community, you can check that out. Also, get on to the Rowlett page. You can check out all the things that are going on as far as the things in the city. They keep you up to date. And that Rowlett page is full of everything. It's for residents, the departments, and all the things that are going on in the city. They keep you up to date with tornado information. You get onto that website. That website is huge for finding everything that's going on in the community, because it is important. And you can check out all the things that are going on. You can find out where some of the local churches are, the nonprofit civic organizations, sports associations, and things like that that are affiliated with the city of Rowlett, you know, whether it's youth basketball, volleyball, baseball, or anything like that. And there's a lot of winter and fall leagues that are going to be starting up. So they got the Rowlett Hockey League, that's that roller hockey thing that's going on, the Adult Softball Association, the Soccer Association, youth baseball for Rowlett. Guys, get over to the website. You can find out a lot of things that are going on in your town just right up on that Rowlett page, whether it be athletics or anything else like that. And they can keep you, that page also keeps you informed of all the things that are going on with the government, certain dates for the city council meetings and things like that. All that stuff is going on right now. So just to keep you advised on what's going on as far as that's concerned. So watch out for that. Lots of severe weather going on in this area, and it's going to be going on all weekend. So folks, be safe. Don't drive in a place where there's a great big puddle and you think that you've got the big car that can get across it. Don't do that. Don't be part of the problem. We got bad enough that we got weather. We don't need the addition of stupid people thinking that their little car can get across it, or their big truck and to get across a wash area, and they can't. So don't even go in them, okay? Keep track of it. Be safe. Be smart. Don't be silly. Don't think that your vehicle is, you know, some kind of, you know, superhuman vehicle. Don't go in washes. It's just silly. I mean, turn around and find a different way. Be late. Folks will understand. Please don't do that. So check that out. And, you know, keep your eyes and ears open. And if there's any questions regarding the closures and stuff like that, get a hold of the Rowlett Police Department. They'll let you know all that kind of stuff. So youth athletics are a big thing in this town, especially in the summertime. So get that set up. Also on the website, you can check out the Rowlett Economic Development and all the things that are going on in this area, some new things that are getting. I just saw Panda Express's building over there. Right up of the Rowlett Road in the 66, just a little bit west of Rowlett Road. And the new Sprouts, there's a couple of new stores over there. So check those out. Support those local businesses and those local businesses that obviously advertise with us here on the Air with Sonny Clark. So that is your opportunity to use people in this area. Like I said, this area is one of those areas that really people take care of each other. And our show today, obviously being brought to you by Wesson General Contractors, whether it's roofing, gutting, sliding, and especially with it wet now, get a hold of Butch Wesson. Okay, the water damage and stuff like that's going to happen. Make sure that you get it done correctly. You've got only a certain amount of time before you
You got to replace everything. Contact Butch Wesson at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. That's Wesson General Contractors. Check them out. And proud sponsor of this show. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the sports things that are going on. You're talking about the Texas Rangers. They're playing well, by the way, the Texas Rangers. Some of the moves that the Cowboys are making, we'll talk about that as the kind of bring this in, bridge it with the Couch Potato Sports Show within on the air with Sonny Clark. So I'll bring in the Couch Potato Sports Show, the mind that it is, and also indoor football, in Champions Indoor Football, the league that the Texas Revolution are playing in. Folks, we've got some great news regarding that as far as their standings and what's going on for the playoffs. So come back to us. Let's talk a little sports before we get on out of here. On the air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back. Are you having trouble understanding Social Security planning? There are a lot of questions that have to be answered, like when does it make most sense for you and your spouse to start receiving Social Security? What is the impact of your Social Security benefits if you work during retirement? How much of your Social Security will be taxed each year? Let Nest Egg Wealth Advisors provide you with that direction to these decisions. Call our offices today at 972-412-6064 or visit us on the web at nesteggadvice.com for your complimentary guide to Social Security.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us for over 25 years, so go ahead, contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227. Or visit them on the web at StevensonsHVAC.com.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Crosso Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance and save a ton. Crosso Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at CrossoInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com.
In 1998, Scooter's Coffee was born. Co-founders Don and Linda Eccles began their amazing journey when they opened up their first drive-thru coffee house in Bellevue, Nebraska. Their motto is, amazing people serving amazing drinks amazingly fast. Scooter's only roast from the top 10% specialty coffee beans in the world. And their specialty? The Caramelicious. If you're new to Scooter's, you can't go wrong with ordering this rich velvety caramel gem. So make sure you check out Scooter's Coffee, located at Rowlett Road in the 66 with a convenient drive-thru so you can get onto your business real quick. That's Scooter's Coffee, located in Rowlett.
Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show,
the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season.
Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action
on a 50-yard indoor field.
Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
And welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show here on this segment on On the Air with Sonny Clark. I am Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, as well as doing our local thing over there on the air with Sonny Clark. Now, this is our sports continent. I want to talk a little bit about some of the cool things that are going on. And mainly, I want to start with what we do here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's an exciting time. And, folks, if you think football season's over, you're just not paying attention to this show or me or what's going on. Because locally, we have two indoor football teams right here in the DFW area that play professionally in Champions Indoor Football. It is a league of indoor football, and it's a mid-country league that starts down in here, and it goes all the way up north. So, some cool stuff going on regarding your Texas Revolution. Because in Champions Indoor Football, it is a league that those teams that are playing, a lot of in the south right here in the Texas area, there's a lot of teams down there, and then there's the teams in the north. So in the league, I want to talk a little bit about that league, because we have the Mesquite Marshals in this league, as well as the Texas Revolution, the indoor football team. Then you can hear the play-by-play of that team on the Couch Potato Sports Show as we are going in, and the game that's happening on Saturday over at the Mesquite Arena. It is the Texas Revolution taking on the Mesquite Marshals Saturday at 7 p.m. at Mesquite Arena. It's going to be a good one. It's because it's the battle of the DFW. It's the battle of, you know, that game for supremacy here in the DFW area. Now, the Texas Revolution have played the Marshals three times already. This is their fourth meeting. The Revolution are 3-0 in those meetings. So that having been said, it's the last hurrah for the Mesquite Marshals, and a lot of those players that are on this team used to be Texas Revolution players from the past and things of that sort too. So a lot of familiar faces. If you're a Couch Potato Sports Show and you listen to the Texas Revolution, a lot of familiar faces over there as far as the Mesquite Marshals are concerned. So we will be bringing you the play-by-play on the Couch Potato Sports Show at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio. We will have the pregame show up tomorrow, so you can get a listen to that all the way up to kickoff on Saturday, 7 p.m. And by the way, guys, if you haven't been out to Mesquite Arena when they're doing this, they start a tailgate party at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So for 4 hours on Saturday before the kickoff, you've got a lot of things that you can do over at the Mesquite Arena. They are doing it right over there as far as the tailgates are concerned, keeping kids interested and things of that sort. And if you go to this game this week, you buy one adult ticket, you get two kids for free. Now, folks, that's a bargain on any of them. I know there's a lot of teams out there that will one kid, one adult. This one is one kid, two adults on their final game of the season over there at the Mesquite Arena in Champions Indoor Football. So let's talk a little bit about the league. Let's go into the Northern Division, where on top of that division are the Wichita Force. They are 9-2 on the season, followed by the Sioux City Bandits at 7-4, as well as the Omaha Beef, who are 7-4 as well. Now, the team that's hanging on in the playoff run would be the Bloomington Edge. They are 6-5 out on the season. So what happens here, if the Sioux City Bandits and Omaha Beef lose, the Bloomington Edge would move up to 7-5 on the season,
and the Sioux City Bandits and the Omaha Beef will all drop to 7-5 as well. And the Bloomington Edge will edge up into the playoffs and kick the Omaha Beef out of the playoffs. So they got the tiebreaker with the head-to-head in that division. So there's still four teams. Wichita Force have wrapped up the Northern Division and home field advantage through the Northern Division Championship game. They get the first week bye, and then after the first week, that game will be played a home game in Wichita. The rest of the teams in that league are the Chicago Eagles, they're 3-9, and the Salina Liberty, who are 2-10. Now, over in the Southern Division, where your Texas Revolution play, they have wrapped up home field advantage not only in the Southern Division, but throughout the playoffs, meaning that if the second game of the playoffs, the second week, your Texas Revolution win that football game, the championship game will be held at Allen, at the Allen Event Center, with your Texas Revolution hosting the winners from the Northern Division. So that will happen after the week of June 18th. So keep your eyes and ears open. I will keep you up to date here on the air with Sonny Clark as well as on the Couch Potato Sports Show about that. But your Texas Revolution wrapped up home field advantage all the way through the playoffs. They are 10-1 on the season and having a great season, and they have not lost in the last 2 years at the Allen Event Center, and that includes a playoff game against those Wichita Force last year when they went ahead and qualified for the championship game. This time they were on the road taking on the Sioux City Bandits in Sioux City, Iowa. But it's a little bit different this year. So, in second place in the Southern Division are the Dodge City Law. They are 8-3 on the season. And the Amarillo Venom are 7-4 on the season. Those are the teams that have qualified. The Revolution have already wrapped up the first round bye. So, the Dodge City Law are going to be taking on the Amarillo Venom in the first game of the playoffs. Okay, that's going to happen on the week of the 11th of June. And that game will be held in Dodge City as far as that's concerned. So that having been said, that part's already wrapped up. So the Texas Revolution will either be taking on the Dodge City Law or the Amarillo Venom in the playoff game that they will have on June 18th for a spot in the championship to go to, whether it be in Allen or if it would be up in Wichita or the Sioux City area again. So we want to keep it that way where your Texas Revolution are going to be able to host the championship game. Only three more games in the season if that happens. Their last regular season game is against the Mesquite Marshals. That happens on Saturday, this Saturday. Again, buy one adult ticket, get two kids free. You could take a whole family out there for a price of two tickets. It's a bargain. Now, the rest of the standings are the Duke City Gladiators. They are 5-6. They failed to make the playoffs along with the San Angelo Bandits, who are 2-9. The Texas Revolution took care of them in San Angelo, blew them out of the water 90-48, and that's where they qualified for the home field advantage by beating the Bandits on their home turf. And the Mesquite Marshals, they are 1-10. They finished up last in the division. But like I said, the Mesquite Marshals are doing it correct over there with their tailgate party. Again, that starts at 3 o'clock. Lots of things for kids to do. Lots of food that's out there. A lot of free stuff. A lot of giveaways out there for that. And that's the last game of the season for the Marshals. So it's last game over there at the Mesquite Arena before they turn it back into the rodeo, and they're going to roll out the rodeo, you know, because that's going to kick off soon as well. So if you like the rodeo, go on www.mesquitearena.com and MesquiteRodeo.com, and you can see the dates for that that's coming up. So check that out. Doug Bland over there runs a real good organization and a real good place, especially with the rodeo that's going on in town. So it's a cool thing right there as far as that is concerned. So keep your eyes and ears open for that kind of thing. Now let's take a switch and let's go on over to Major League Baseball, where the Texas Rangers, they are having, you know, sometimes they're like the Jekyll and Hyde of baseball. And I say that because this is a team sometimes that can't decide if they're going to win or if they're going to lose. And now, if you've been keeping track what's going on, Hugh Darvish back out on the mound the other day, coming off of the Tommy John surgery. Folks, he looked really good. My big thing is that if you, especially like if you're a fantasy guy, fantasy baseball guy, next year Hugh Darvish will be one of the guys that you want to go. He'll be his second year off of the Tommy John surgery, and by records of some of the players who've had Tommy John, their second year back are amazing. Right now, Hugh Darvish right is having a time of his life right now as far as where he is at right now and what he is doing. So they are doing a lot of things in Texas. So let's take a look at the standings in the American League. Let's start in the East, where the Boston Red Sox, they are 32-21. The Baltimore Orioles, they are 29-22. The Toronto Blue Jays, 29-26. The Yankees are 24-28. You heard me right. And the Tampa Bay Rays, they are 22-29. That's over in the East. Over in the Central, the Kansas City Royals, your World Series champions, they are 30-22 in the league and lead in that division, followed by the Chicago White Sox, who are 29-25, and then the Cleveland Indians, they're 27-24, 2.5 games back. The Detroit Tigers are 25-27, they're 5 games back, and the Minnesota Twins can't get out of their way, they're 15-37, 15 games out of first place, and 14.5 back from the wild card. So, looking at that. Now, when you move to the West, where your Texas Rangers, they are on top of that division. They are 31-22 right now, followed by the Seattle Mariners. They are 30-22, a half game out of first place, and right now they hold the wild card advantage over Texas. They're a half a game back in the standings, but if it ended up in the wild card, that means Seattle would get the wild card over Texas. That having been said, looking at more teams in the West Division, the Houston Astros are 25-29. They're 6.5 back. And the Oakland A's, 25-29. They're 6.5 back. And this is a team, the Oakland A's, that have fallen off the face of this earth. They have been very competitive in this division, and they have just really dropped the ball, along with the Angels. The Angels are 24-29. They are 7 games out of first place. Now, normally, if you look in the past, and I'm talking about the last 5 years, you know, the Texas Rangers, you know, we kept talking about them all summer long. But before those 5 years, going back, you always, I mean, they were pretty much out of it at the end of June. So when July came around, July 4th, and the games that they had around in the July 4th time, they were, the Rangers were already out of it in years past. And they've been putting it together for these last few years, and it has been amazing what we're seeing out on the football field for this Texas Rangers football team, baseball team. And they're going to build another stadium with a retractable. And I will tell you, I'll go to the games with the retractable. I just will not go to those games with that open place where they're playing right now. It's so hot. We have not been to a game in 6 years. That's how hot it is. It's just something that I don't want to be a part of as far as any of that's concerned. And it's no fun when you're just up there dying and you can't even catch your breath. And that is the reason why it is important for the Texas Rangers to have the retractable roof. And we already know about the retractable roof with the Dallas Cowboys over there at Cowboy Stadium, or AT&T Stadium, that being said. So switching to that, so you know where they are and what's going on with the Rangers. Let's take a switch and let's take a look at your Dallas Cowboys. And 50 years in existence, folks, the Dallas Cowboys have hit the field for NFL and for this local Dallas area. So a lot of things going on for this football team as they are getting into training camps. The OTA is a training camp. Some pretty good stuff going on out there. So the question really is about this football team is going to have to go to the health of one Tony Romo. Let's be honest. Okay, and I'm going to put it out there. I think the Cowboys missed on their draft pick. And I've talked about this over on the Couch Potato Sports Show, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/sports show. Okay, the Couch Potato Sports Show talked about this football team. When you got your quarterback who doesn't go down for one but two broken collarbones, someone's got to protect them. Now, this is my opinion, and it's not the one obvious of the regulars. You know, they're sitting out there saying they need a defense, they need a defense. Well, the Dallas Cowboys went running back. And I don't know if they got the right guy or not. I do know they got the right guy as far as the running back position. I think this is a guy that's pretty good. But where the Dallas Cowboys are, the big splash didn't happen. Because let's be honest, the running back position was not the big splash area for this football team. They needed to go out. I think they missed on Ramsey. I think that's the biggest miss for this Dallas Cowboys football team. They've been talking about the defense all, you know, getting ready for the draft and everything this off season. They need something on defense. They need something on defense. They need to, hey, by the way, they need something on defense, and that's all the talk was. And they missed out on Ramsey. I think that was a big one. But they did go ahead, and look at what the Dallas Cowboys have done. When they've had DeMarco Murray, they grabbed him out of college, and they played him that rookie salary, and that was it, and then he was gone. Now, I think that's the same setup that's going on. They're hoping to get the big bang coming from Zeke Elliott, and I don't know if it's the guy. We can talk about that. Now, the Dallas Cowboys, they're back up. If you listen to my show over on the Couch Potato Sports Show, the most important position out on the football field, let's be honest, is the quarterback. Now, me and my co-host disagree on the second most important position on the football field. My co-host says it's the backup quarterback. Mine, I say it's offensive line. Then it's the backup quarterback, and then he thinks it's offensive line. Either way, you're talking about two positions that are important for this football team. And let's be honest, they dropped the ball as far as the draft was concerned to bring in that guy. So now it's time for free agents. Who's going to be out there? Who's not? And the Dallas Cowboys have got a lot of work to try to find that guy. So the OTAs, they're important. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not going to waste my time watching the OTAs. Okay, I'm not wasting too much time on that. You can actually even watch the OTAs over on the internet. I think if you go to the Dallas Cowboys website, they have a link that you can go and watch the OTAs live. The things that they'll let you see, let's just put it that way, right? But if you're that guy. But right now, Linehan's got a lot of work to do on that defensive side of the ball. Since they didn't go out there and get that defensive guy, what's going to happen? Rod Marinelli also. What's going to happen? There's a lot, or Linehan offense, I'm sorry, and Marinelli on the defense. They've got a lot of work to do. So whether or not you think what's going to happen, it's going to be huge. So, by the way, just some news I just found out. The third round draft pick went down with a broken foot on the defensive line pass rusher. So watch out for that, and that's going to be huge. The Dallas Cowboys may be forced to go grab somebody that they don't want to. And he was a guy on this football team last year. And I'm talking about Greg Hardy. I think they're going to be forced to go and sign this guy again. And Jerry Jones will spin it the way that he wants to, an all bad guy. I'm sorry. Say what you want, Greg Hardy's a bad guy. But they might not have a choice, especially with the defensive end, their third-round draft pick going down with a broken foot. He's going to be gone for a while. So what are the Dallas Cowboys are going to do in the open market and getting set and getting ready for this season? So I don't care about the interviews with Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett, to me, is the most vanilla guy out there. You know, that basic flavor vanilla. Not because it's white, but the basic flavor.
vanilla. I mean, he doesn't give you an answer. He never answers questions. He always talks in political correctness. And, you know, everybody's a great player and all this other stuff. So you're never going to get anything for him. So the Dallas Cowboys, you know, is the backup quarterback position something that they're going to have to take care of? Yes, I think so. Brandon Carr, where's he at on his contract? Will he be a Dallas Cowboy next year after his contract is done? That's something that they're going to have to look out there. What's going to happen, you know, as far as some of the things that, you know, Ryan Russell, is this guy's development? How is he doing? Some huge things, you know, for this football team. So as far as the Dallas Cowboys are concerned, there's a lot of work that's got to be done heading in there. And you can go over to the Dallas Cowboy website, and you can see all the things that stroke this football team, you know, how they got a couple of people in the top rankings of the 15 for 2016. You can talk about that all day long, but I'm going to tell you right now, once you get past the, you know, the frosting, it's time to get down to the cake. What's underneath the frosting, all the, you know, sweetness and everything they want you to feel good about. No one usually, I mean, everybody likes frosting. But is the cake any good? And that's what the Dallas Cowboys have got to figure out. Will Kellen Moore be that guy? Will he benefit from these OTAs? Will he benefit from the one game where everybody thinks he had a great day? He did better than Matt Castle. He did better than any of the backup quarterbacks, you know, in one game, one meaningless game. Is it important? I don't think so. It's one game. All you got to do is go back and take a look at Brian Hoyer, the last three games of the season. Okay, up in Cleveland, everybody thought this guy was a savior. Three meaningless games. He had three great games that were meaningless, and the Browns got suckered in. So did the other teams that have grabbed him up, whether it's Houston, you know, and also I think he's actually in Baltimore as well. So also, Jack Crawford, he's going to have to return to back what's going on with him. So that's huge for him, and I think he's going to be ready to go as far as the season is concerned, so watch out for that. So getting outside. Malik Collins, he's got the fracture in the OTAs. That is a big loss for this football team. So they have to get that squared away. And by the way, where's Lucky Whitehead in this thing? Is this guy ready to go in year number two at the wide receiver position? Is he going to be that little scat guy? Is he going to be the Ed McCaffrey? Is he going to be the guy that goes across the middle? Or is that going to be Cole? What is going to be the role? What are the Dallas Cowboys going to put on the other side of Dez Bryant? And they need to put someone over there. I like Williams and what he's doing, but I think they need another pickup. But if you're not going to protect Tony Romo, you have to consider this guy's going to be out four games for injury. So in four games, you better have a backup quarterback, and you better be able to go with him, and you better be able to get the victories, because we've seen it going into the last weeks. The Dallas Cowboys, they were still talking about him, even though they lost all the games without Tony Romo and the backup quarterbacks. So in this division, the you can say whatever you want. The Giants got better. The Redskins, they got better. The Eagles are about the same. So now you've got two other teams that are going on. But really, is Kirk Cousins the answer up in Washington? That's going to be a question. Eli Manning, is this guy going to play like his brother ever? I doubt it. But does he have the capability? I don't know. Will Peyton become his personal coach? I mean, that's the best hire out there if they end up doing it. Why are we not talking about Peyton Manning being a coach to his brother? I think the Giants are missing out on something really big there. So, you know, a lot of things for this football team as they're moving along. A lot of things that are going in for this area. So watch out for it. It's going to be an interesting season as they move forward into this season coming up. You know, they got the Hall of Fame game. By the way, jumping back to the Texas Revolution, how would you like to have Hall of Famer Tim Brown as your general manager? Well, that's what's going on over at the Texas Revolution. Hall of Fame Tim Brown is the general manager of the Texas Revolution, and I'm going to bring him on as well. As we're moving into the playoffs, we're going to start talking to some of the guys there from that football team, the front office at Tim Brown. I'm going to bring him on the show as well. So we got a lot of things going on here on the Air with Sonny Clark. Also, next week we're supposed to get Pete Sessions, so we're going to find out if that actually happens, because we've had an appointment with Pete Sessions many times before, whether it be my daughter with Abby's Pledge, or whether it be this show, trying to set up with Pete Sessions, and we never gain connection. Will we gain connection with Pete Sessions? I don't know. I'm going to keep holding it to him. I'm going to contact him, and I'm going to get him on, and I'm going to find out what's going on, because there are a lot of issues right here in this city that are huge that we need to go over. We need to speak with Pete Sessions. I'm still getting a hold of Angie Button, and then, of course, our busy mayor. I'm going to be bringing him in when he's able to do so. So that's going to do it for us here on this edition of On the Air with Sonny Clark. Of course, I am Sonny Clark. I hope everybody has a great day. We'll catch you next time on the Air with Sonny Clark. Don't forget the Texas Revolution and the Mesquite Marshals. They play Saturday night. You can hear that coverage on the Couch Potato Sports Show at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Revs Radio. You can even go over to the Mesquite Arena and you can hear our broadcast live and listen to my call of the game by calling 347-215-7497. So that's going to do it for me, Sonny Clark. Everybody have a good one. Hope everybody had a great holiday. Looking forward to summertime. Keep warm, or keep cool out there, folks, and keep dry as well, as we got a lot of rain in the forecast coming up. So I was going to do a forecast, but the forecast for the next 3 or 4 days, rain, 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 and rain. So watch out for that. So that's going to do it for me, everybody. Have a good one. I'm Sonny Clark. Bye-bye.